You want cash. You want to get stuff done. So what do? You buy 5-Hour Energy, of course. You upload the receipt to 5hewin.com, then find out if you instantly won $10, $100, or even $1,000. Then you drink that 5-Hour Energy and cut through your to-do list like a hot knife through butter. 5-Hour Energy, the official sponsor of Getting Stuff Done. No purchase necessary. Must be 18 and a legal resident of the U.S. Ends June 30th, 2021. For rules, visit 5hewin.com/rules. Void where prohibited. Message and data rates may apply.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to Podcast and Chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Jinda, what do you mean? What's going on? What are you guys laughing about?
Keep that third ghost lady.
What are you guys laughing about?
There it starts.
Yeah, they... What?
You're shaking knee.
Oh, my
knee.
You
know what you need? You need a guide dog.
Why?
No, it helps for coming off.
It nips. Calms you
it'll
down.
It'll tap you.
No, yeah. But a guide dog, it's for people who can't see, for blind people.
Yes.
But you just need a dog.
Yeah.
To help you. Calm yourself. So, Sporty or man. Tiger.
Yeah, or Bobby.
Does my leg bother you guys that much?
Not us. It bothers the chillers. Yes.
You know.
Abanye pebs.
No, because even someone even asked. No, they're actually concerned. They're like, maybe you're going through anxiety.
Kanye. Kanye, are you okay?
Yeah. Not even.
Are you running for president?
It's not even. A knee, Ben.
I don't even realize when I'm doing
it. Knee-jerk reaction.
Yeah. So, Dingy Sporting and Chozo, Ozo Bamba, you know?
Someone come hold my knee while we record.
And just make sure it's only the knee when you hold. There's no other things that are there by the knee.
Because
you know, when you're in Venda, it extends. But yeah.
Yeah, we back. Uncut. What's going on? What you got, Lakika?
Yeah, dude. Did you say this or did Ghost Lady say this?
Mm-hmm.
I think Lianse is actually, like, she's one with us.
Yeah, she's a chiller. Yeah,
she's a
chiller. I told you she started following me the other day.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Lucky you.
You know who else follows me?
Who?
Barack Obama.
Ha, the real one?
Yeah.
Or the fake one?
The real one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Serious?
Yeah, he's a chiller.
I hold Barack.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, ne?
Yes, you can.
Oh, okay.
Dope guy.
Yeah, he's my nigga.
He also phones Anede, by the way, but that's fine. Thick Leanza says, you guys always make my day. I love it here. Wish you all could have a show every day.
Yeah, a lot of people have been saying that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you see why Uncut is important.
Mm.
Mm. It becomes that other show.
I quit my job for that to happen.
Every day?
Yes.
Yeah, you're the only one holding us back. Because Ghost Lady's here. This is a house, so she's here every day.
The pool is here. It doesn't move.
Mm. I don't have anywhere to go.
You don't have much options.
Yeah. You're the only one holding us back.
Pay me, Chief.
Department of Agriculture, shout out to you guys.
Pay me. If you can pay me out of my... Look at me as Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah. But if we... What about if you just do audio? Every day. Yeah.
But you see, now we're going to go back to the debate of people also
want to see us.
Yes, they also want to see us.
So, yeah, the only option is for you to leave your job and then we can record every day.
If we can have the money, it's fine.
Okay.
And I don't survive on a lot of money, eh?
Yeah.
I don't survive on a lot of money. If I've paid my rent, paid my fiber, my car's paid off.
Cheers.
Yo, you've got a paid off car. Yes. Yes.
Guys, I've had this car for like 6 years. Come on.
Oh, okay.
Like, really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you owe your car?
No.
Oh, your cars?
No. All paid off.
So then why must I become like a...
Even my car is paid off.
Exactly. So why am I a special case?
My car's like 20 grand, dog. It's like 10 grand. You can pay it off in 1 gig.
1 gig.
5 minutes.
Did you guys watch Mark Ribéry?
No.
Ah, you still haven't seen it.
I haven't had time.
Yeah, you didn't even give us a link. Like the, yeah.
No, it's on the episode. You guys don't even watch.
I did watch. I did not see him.
He's there. I even put in the name there. Mark Ribéry.
Yeah, I didn't have time. No, man. Not for me. Last week was very hectic, work-wise. And I didn't have time to consume. I literally only had time to consume stuff over the weekend. And when I consume stuff, because of the whole Kanye thing, I started like looking into Kanye and whatever. So that's what I consumed. I do have Mark Ribéry on my to-do list, but I haven't done him.
All right. What's next comment? What you got there?
There's one from Cluster King, ne? And it says, I'm with Len. I was supporting Abo Take It or Leave It, the first band. Must have spent around 5K on 4 bottles.
Damn
this
it.
Time I decided, screw it. Maybe it's a sign from God's, from God, stay sober.
A lot of people have stopped smoking as well, eh?
Yeah.
Good for you guys.
Did you say now the RJ, what is it?
RG.
RG brand.
RG.
Now they've been out of paper, the white.
Yeah, the white paper. They're like making it in black paper now.
You see?
Because they ran out of that paper to make the RG.
What does that tell you? A lot of people are smoking, though.
Demand. Yeah. Kind of supply and demand. It's economics.
Yeah.
The black market. But why do you think drugs... Why was Pablo Escobar so wealthy?
And it looks black.
It was a banned substance that people were selling underground or in the black market or in a market that was created. And it was contraband. Or he also did contraband.
Mm.
So that's why he flourished.
All right,
it's as simple as that.
Okay.
We've got one from Palesa Halaki. He says, McGee is good at ducking questions. First, Ghost Lady asked, why is it tough at the top? He changed the subject. Second, Len wanted to talk about the movie.
Maybe it was a
he ducked too. We see you, McG.
It's tough at the top. It's crowded at the bottom.
Stay in between.
Wow. 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 Wow.
All right, next
anyway,
one.
Another one coming from Pehelo Muhwasa, saying, McG, I just want to say congratulations for getting the Department of Arts and Culture bag. Where is it?
It's invincible, like Ghost Lady.
Okay. I see you even gaining weight, my brother.
Exactly.
Where are you going?
Guys, McGee's chubby now.
Nah, chubby. I've been the same, man.
Ah, chubby.
I'm still the same.
Sure, gross.
McChubby.
Nah,
McChubby. McChubby.
Ah, guys, we're not way to make cheap.
Ah, no, still the same. Still the same. Same old G.
Imagine if he was really chubby.
He is under the. That's why he wears colorful clothes. Because colorful clothes don't reveal weight.
No, but it's black. Black does.
Black hides,
ne? Yeah, yeah.
That's why you're wearing black.
In his instance, yeah. No, he's colorful.
No, I'm asking. That's why you're wearing black.
Well, I just had nothing to it.
I'm just asking.
Chaman, what's going on here? Hey. It's a mess.
It's like certain authors we know.
Hey!
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 Yay.
Drop that fucking thing of yours.
And then you say, and then you do it.
That's why we get into shit. It's because of him.
Let's go. Let's go.
Nah, just
let's
say
go.
What I say. Ghost Lady, are you going or must I go?
No, you go. Go, go, go.
Okay, cool. There's one from T. Maro. He says, as a legal practitioner, I love being reported to the security guards at my place or the body corporate when they send me warnings and I'm bored. I quote their rules back at them and even tell them that some of the rules are in contravention of the Constitution. So sue me. I'm paying rent. Some apartments are empty and some of y'all are owing. Then you want me to fucks with you. I got the time.
Yeah.
Oh.
We need a nigga like that, man. He's talking about the complexes.
Yes. We need a lawyer, T.
Yes.
If you have got services, we are here. We'll fuck shit up and just like you can, you know, challenge yourself using us.
Yeah, man. Hey, it's about damn time. Fucking hell. Those complexes are such a...
Did you ever change your tire after that?
No. It hasn't been flat since.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's abiding to the umthetho, basically.
Mm. Ah, look, those guys don't fuck around. And there was actually a security guard who said, Khore, we're being unfair. Yes, he understands. I just can't remember who he is.
In the comments?
Yes, in the comments. So he said, we are being unfair on security guards and how they conduct what they need to conduct. Mm. However, he does acknowledge that they do take kindly to white people and anything else that is not black.
Yeah. 100%. You can't hide from that.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
So he had a point. Mm. But he just needed to fucking have his tag to get out, as opposed to wanting to be called and saying, Khore, no, why the fuck do you have to call me?
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
But yes.
Okay.
What you got, ghost lady?
All right. Comment for Uncut. I'm a radio head and find Mac and Len's views about the industry very interesting. I would like to hear their honest views about how the new versus old kids in the radio block, namely Unati, Sis, and maybe even spread it to the drive and breakfast shows at Metro.
Can I wear my jacket for
podcast that? Podcast of the new radio. No, clean and simple.
No. What he's saying is...
done.
No.
Welcome to the new radio.
True. But what he's saying is, and I get where that question is coming from, and because Uncut is so short, right? I'll keep it to, because me and you are radio people, I'll keep it to two stations, and I'll give you the two stations, and then give your honest opinion about what you think.
Okay.
Cool. I'm going to take Trailblazers in the industry of, in the radio industry, YFM and Metro FM. Mm. Okay, let me leave YFM out of it. I'm going to go to 947 because they're clocking a mil, so that's Metro.
Six mil, Metro.
Yes. I'm saying both of them clock over a mil.
Okay, get you.
Honest opinion about their flagship shows, which is Drive and Breakfast. Mm-hmm. We're going to start with 947.
I don't listen to any of them.
But you know who presents them, and at some point or another, you might have caught a...
For me, it's not even about the flagship shows or certain personalities. It's about the whole structure as a whole. I think it's been left behind as people have been evolving. It's been left in the back. It hasn't evolved with time. You know, the same thing that we would say about Kodak. You know what I'm saying?
BlackBerry.
Yeah, BlackBerry. And that's for me. So it's not even about a particular show. I just think the whole structure as a whole is archaic.
So if you had to listen to radio now, pick one show that... Okay.
Wait, they're calling me.
It's the Champions League. Heineken must start paying us. Okay, well, it's not a Heineken song, but yeah.
Yeah, as you're saying.
Which show would you say right now is the saving grace of radio? Across all platforms.
That's the thing, man. I don't consume a lot of radio now, bro. But the shows when I listen to that I fucks with is that girl on Y, man. With Mto. What's her name? I always forget her name.
Neil Brown.
Yeah. I fucks with Neil Brown.
Okay. A new ghost lady?
Radio-wise,
who's your go-to person?
Be honest, I'm not... No,
Mike, because we can't hear you.
You can't hear me? Oh, mm-hmm. Sorry. No, there's no one I can, like, vouch and say, yo!
Because you know, back in the days, we'd be like, yo, fresh!
Dude, I used to wake up during school holidays to listen to Fresh's show and then go back to sleep.
I used to listen to Fresh during class.
Yes.
June class. Yes.
Kadi, Walkman.
First. Yeah.
With a hoodie.
Yeah.
Sorry, not a hoodie. What do you call it? A beanie.
Yeah. So that
I can hide the earphones. Yes.
I remember there was a time I used to like want a phone that had FM radio. so you can just listen to radio. But now,
but that's the thing. That's what I'm saying. The whole structure as a whole has been left behind because they forgot about the people that listen.
Who do you think is to blame?
Management, the guys at the top, because all they think about now is just bottom line. It's just become.
But is that not capitalism? Going back to the episode that we did on Monday,
it became a business.
But is that not capitalism?
Yeah, it is. So all they worry about is advertisers, how many adverts. So it's not even about the content. It's not even about who's listening and what they want to hear.
Is it not capitalism?
It is.
It is. I've said 3 times already.
Okay, cool. So do you blame them?
No, I blame the people in charge of the industry, the gatekeepers, if you were to say so.
But they are capitalists. They want the money.
Regardless of that, Len, but they could still say, you know what? Yes, we want the money, but we still want the core radio. You know, what radio has been all about, what attracted to people to radio.
I think what we need to understand is we need to move ahead with the times in that if you can bring me 100 mil in a year, whether you know what you're doing or not, I don't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. Bring me that 100 mil. Because I have somebody to report to.
But hence I'm saying you cannot lay blame on certain shows and whatever because those people are tired as well. I could be a talent and I want to do some crazy shit and then the station manager is like, no, you can't do that because Mang Mang is not sponsoring this and they don't want that.
Yeah, okay. You're speaking from experience. We know that. That's fine. Right? But what I'm saying is, do you blame them?
No.
And that's that. We must just take it as it comes.
For what it is.
For what it is. Because...
But that's why it's a dying industry.
I don't think radio is dying.
It is, man.
No.
It is.
Robert Marawa and Tuso Mutawung are still doing kick-ass radio from the core of it, and they are not watering down their content. It's the radio that deals with popular culture that is seeing flames. Ukozi FM has never gone below 1 million, have they? Why? Well, there's a lot of Zulus, but that's not the point. But have they gone below 1 million? Mm. Have you ever asked yourself why? Mm. Like, they call them... kind of what do they call them? Like the Motswedings, Lesedi, Umhlobo Wenene, Ukhozi, those kind of radio stations. There's a name for them. It could be, I think it's ALS. I stand to be corrected. Apparently, that's my favorite phrase. When you did the What Would Len Say on Twitter and Instagram. And you did the ghost lady one, and her one was my husband.
Oh, are you serious? I didn't
yes,
see
yes. Your one, your favorite line is my husband.
Oh.
My one is, I stand to be corrected. We're still waiting for his one.
Oh.
But it's okay. Capitalism. The CEO does not go on the Twitter account.
Yeah, we just.
Yeah. Those stations don't go down. If anything, they keep growing. Why? 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 Why?
Let's ask Tabang. Would Tabang, let's
they,
ask Tabang.
Haven't moved with the times.
I don't listen to radio.
Why don't you?
Because it's 99.2 reasons.
Nah. Like, I hate radio because, like...
It will end later.
You go... For me, I go on radio to listen to music, right? If I'm tired of my playlist, I'll go on radio to listen to music. What I hate, I know like this is not like a big, but what I hate about it is when it gets cut off. The music gets cut off too soon. Like that really turns me off. I know it's something stupid, but it turns me off. And I'll be like, ah, fuck this shit.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Not something small. But
yeah.
Okay.
And that's a 2000 speaking.
Yeah.
Mm. Which 2000?
Tabang.
Oh, okay. No, I'm asking which 2000 are you? Because 2000 starts from 2000 to 2010 to 2020 to 2030. Oh,
so
are you born in 2030?
Which 2000 are you?
I'm not near 2000. I'm 99, bro.
Oh, okay. You're 5'2", 2000.
But radio is dead. End of story.
Okay, cool.
Next.
Dr. Bella, again, says, Mabena, that's you, I assume. We want a story time about this orgy story that's making you shy. After that Jackie stunt, at least give us something juicy. Soba week.
Yeah. What's it about the orgy, guys? How?
We're
not going to do this again. Come on, guys.
What? An orgy again?
This is why you wanted to do Uncut. No, you wanted to ask that question.
And guys, make sure I
say, oh, for the
uncut
record, he didn't want to do Uncut. So me and Ghost Lady had to force him to do
Uncut. Yeah,
we fought for Uncut.
So this episode is brought to you by,
Ghost Lady and Len.
What you got there, Ghost Lady?
No. Why? We had a question. You didn't answer it.
I answered it, my man. It's all right, boy. It's all right.
Wow.
No, it's fine. It's fine. So, bamba later.
Are you a politician? I think he would do well as a politician, eh? He's very good at diverting from questions.
But the problem is, he didn't even divert from, even if you're saying, oh, Meg G, we love you. I divert, you know? Okay. So, it's you know, politicians divert from when there's you're trying to get a question, you know, get them to answer something. Like, oh, okay, they'll duck and dive.
So do you think during the OG he also diverts when they say MacGyver Nka?
Like, maybe he actually wasn't present for it, you know?
But he was watching.
He ran away. That's why he's got nothing to, you
he
know.
He came outside. Hey, podcast I suffer, any boy.
It's like radio now.
Must we be sober?
Oh, shame.
What you got? What you got, Gosling?
Okay, I've got someone here. Kahiso, ne? Asked, yo, so if I become a member, then I encounter some problems that I cannot pay anymore. Can I cancel my membership anytime?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely, right. Yeah.
So, no, you know, Kahiso.
Yeah.
Is it dollata? Dollata.
Yeah, no, definitely you can. Yeah. Anytime.
Anytime.
Yeah.
But
because we move
it,
with the
time. Thing is, with membership, we're not forcing anybody to take it.
Yes.
It's a good to have.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, it's like, what's a good to have that you have, but you don't have to have, but you have.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I get you.
It's like Netflix.
No, but
yeah, or Netflix, DSTV. Yeah. Okay. You know, you can just call them anytime. Go, you know, it's
grand.
Thank you, grand. Ang safun. I safan.
It's like podcasts. It's a nice to have.
You know? So.
For me, not for you guys.
I rock a comment.
And actually, I was about to bring up one, and then you just like literally went sideways on me. Like, fucking hell, bruh. What's wrong with you? Zandile Hlongwane says, Meg G, you owe us so many story times. And you know where it's going, this mm-hmm. Where this is going.
Yo, yo,
okay,
yo.
Cool. We've just added the OG that you intentionally ignored. We are waiting.
No, I'll name all the story times that you own. You know, there's still the.
This episode was lit, energy, visual, synchronization, sound. Holla back.
Holla back, tabang. You know, shots by tabang.
Yeah. Wedding, funeral.
Funerals.
No, but people do shoot funerals, though.
I don't like that. That is just so creepy.
But
I
I'm saying it. Not because I'm being untoward about it, but people do take videos of funerals.
There's nothing wrong with my opinion.
Tabang, have you ever done a funeral shoot?
Nope.
Would you do one, though?
Nope.
Why not?
I don't like cemeteries.
So you've never been to a cemetery?
I've been there. I've been to a funeral once. I've been to only one funeral in my life.
Okay, what if I say, okay, shoot the funeral at the church and everything, but
no
not cemetery. The cemetery?
Nope.
Why not? You said you don't want the cemetery, so it's fine. I give you some money,
but you have to understand. That's not like my niche. I don't do that. I do music videos. I do films. So I'm a director. I'm not a videographer.
Cheers.
So if God forbid, touch wood, but when it happens. I die, and then you have to document my funeral. Would you do it?
Nope.
Sfile, yes. Well, I would have been dead, but Sfile.
Pelilenga, it's over.
I'm done.
Yeah. I think the worst I saw...
You can't see where I'm going.
When they opened the casket, and then this video guy is there trying to even, you know, record.
But why,
I was like...
But why is that?
What are you doing?
But like, but why is that, though?
Yeah, I don't
know. No. Huh? The opening of the casket. Why?
No, you know, people just want to see, you know.
In, what are you seeing?
Like, filo, out, you know. It's not that you are there.
But maybe. Do you understand how traumatic that shit is?
I know, and I don't know why people put themselves through
Have
that.
Have you ever seen an open casket?
Yes.
And?
That memory of that person, it doesn't leave your head. Mm. That's the worst thing. It's like, that's the memory.
I always avoid it.
But you have seen it, right?
Nope.
Okay.
Never done it. Even with my dad, they did the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Daisy.
Yeah.
I can't stand. So in my life, I'm turning 35 in 2 weeks or a week's time. Yeah. Mm. In my life, I have never seen a dead body in front of me.
Have That's you? Good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Chief, I feel like Ntugza from Tear Gas.
Why?
You only come in when you are needed.
This episode, I feel like Michelle. You know Michelle from Destiny's Child. I'm maybe watching that, these two, like...
Maybe that makes more sense. Michelle from Destiny's Child. Yes. Yeah. Uncut, brought to you by...
Len and the Ghost Lady.
Away.
Yeah, sure.
I just can't wait for this day so I can light a ciggy, bro.
RG.
Yes.
Black Market. So,
we gave away the gins. what? But I'm just giving reference. We gave away the gins.
At this rate, Len is also going to say, you know, we started the year 2020.
That's a fucked up year, though.
Yeah.
Hey, you are lit. What did you give him to drink? Yeah, he's lit, bro.
Well, you know, he bought something from my Take It or Leave It stock.
Brought to you by Ghost Lady.
Drop that fucking thing of yours.
Oh, no, she did.
We are quiet.
Oh, that's fine. I'll just... Can I do it? Geo payment. It's okay. It's just a transfer.
It's just a transfer.
Okay. What do you want to say in closing?
Nothing.
Woof woof. We'll have another edition very soon.
What happened?
They'll just be exploding.
What happened? No, roles were changed here.
Who just puts...
What happened? Roles were changed here. What happened?
Yeah. I guess he became Michelle. He's Michelle right now.
Kanjan.
Yeah, we but are
Barack
here.
Obama knows him.
We are here. Podcast and chill, man. It's been great.
Can't wait to leave. Eh?
Yeah, ne?
Yeah. We give away grandeurs.
Enjoy them. They are coming to you guys
when
the restrictions have lifted.
Yeah. But yeah, peace to the streets. We love you long time. Don't forget, subscribe. And yeah, peace to the streets.
And take care of yourselves, guys. Mm. Take care of yourselves.
Stay home.
Yeah.
Mm.
We love
and
you.
Your mental health.
And be quiet like him.
Yeah.
Out.